Pastor Brad. Sound okay? Great. All right. So I want to just start with a prayer. Thank you, dear Lord, for this congregation. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to preach your word, especially now as we look at the book of James. Please let your words and lessons be taught through us. And in your precious name we pray. Amen. All right. So this evening, my wife asked me if I was nervous about tonight. I said, no, I'm fine. No problem. But then as I got closer, I got more nervous. So that's probably a good thing. So today, as we mentioned, we're going to continue our look at the book of James. And just recall that this is a letter that was written by Jesus' half-brother around 49 AD, preached to Jewish Christians outside Palestine. And it's a very practical letter that focuses on living the Christian life, and the lessons taught in this letter actually still apply today. So I was assigned, as Pastor mentioned, chapter 1, verse 22 to 25, which in the NIV Bible reads, and I'll repeat, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." So these were the words of James, and I could just end here with one simple paraphrase. Don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word. But Pastor said we have to go on for 10 minutes, so I will continue. So reading through James's letter, I got the sense that James was very direct, and part of his aim was to expose hypocritical practices and also to teach proper Christian behavior. In the last couple of weeks, we have heard many practical messages through James's words, such as asking God for wisdom and also how we should look at trials in our lives. James now stresses the importance of hearing the word and then acting on it. And this makes one very basic assumption that we are, in fact, hearing the word. After all, how can we do what the Bible says if we don't know the contents? So last month, I learned of a local businessman who was approached by one of his employees for a loan. Failure to provide a loan to the single mother of three would result in her eviction from her apartment. The businessman gladly agreed to the loan, but was unsure of the payback terms and what would be a fair interest rate to charge this lady. He then heard the words of David in Psalm 15, where the standards of a God-pleasing life were discussed. "Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who lends money to the poor without interest." Hearing this, the businessman realized his error, and so the money was lent without interest. This is a simple example of hearing and doing. James continues his message by stating, "Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like." So the story of our businessman continues. A couple weeks go by and the single mom approaches the boss with a copy of an eviction letter from her apartment if the rent is not paid, the new rent is not paid within a few days. So another loan is requested. Feeling torn, the businessman is not sure what his next step should be. He has never been in such a situation and worries if this will be a recurring theme. Immediately forgotten is what he learned in James chapter 1, verse 5. "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." So this is an example of hearing the word, but not doing. He should have known the next step was to ask God for wisdom. Remember, we don't have all the answers, and it's okay that we don't. In fact, the Bible encourages us to ask for help. According to MacArthur's New Testament commentary, James was profoundly influenced by the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." By being a doer of the word, we build a solid foundation. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus continues with the sermon and says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who has built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." So having a solid foundation in Christ will prepare us when we face the storms in our lives. James next talks about looking intently into the perfect law. According to Merriam-Webster, to do something with intent means being directed with strained or eager attention, having the mind, attention, or will concentrated on something or some end or purpose. We must approach the Bible with intent to learn its teachings. We should not be like that. We should not approach the Bible like that college student who's auditing a class who needs to just skim the material and learn only at the superficial level. We don't want to be just that Sunday Christian. We need to be diligent in our learning by taking notes and trying to memorize Scripture. Well, how if I have a poor memory, some of you may ask? Well, then, repetition is the key. The more you open the Word of God, the more likely you are to recall what you have read. As James states later in chapter 2, verse 12, "Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom." And what can one expect by being a good disciple? James concludes by stating, "But by doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." In the book of John, Jesus washes his disciples' feet and shows what humble service looks like. This is a time where Jesus puts his own words into action and then goes on to say, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." So as I conclude, I have two questions for you to ponder. Number one, are you listening to the Word of God with intent? And number two, are you putting the Word of God into action? Thank you for your attention.